God's message to husbands is to love their wives, and His message to wives is to love their husbands. Hello, I'm Phil Sanders, and this is a Bible study in search of the Lord's way. Stay tuned, and we'll see why He spoke about love and respect.
In all the hurry and hustle and confusion of modern living, the Lord has the way. We believe that the Bible is the revelation of His way. We invite you to join us in search of the Lord's way with Phil Sanders.
Welcome to In Search of the Lord's Way. The Lord always gives the best instructions that provide for the peace and happiness of His people. The Lord's instructions on marriage is no exception. God unites us in marriage and gives us the guidance that we most need to live happy and godly lives. Marriage, as God wills it, provides love, security, and stability to our lives. It's truly the foundation of the family. Thanks for taking time with us today. We want to be a part of your life each week. As Christian husbands and wives, we should do what is right, even when doing what is right is hard. Jesus set the example. In 1 Peter 2, verses 21 to 23, it says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in His steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in His mouth. When He was reviled, He didn't revile in return. When He suffered, He didn't threaten, but He continued entrusting Himself to Him who judges righteously or justly." Jesus loved us even when we were unlovely and sinful. He died for us even when we were helpless and ungodly. And we too should trust in God. All marriages go through rough spots and challenges. I know sweet Jackie and I have had our share of parenting responsibilities, financial challenges, and health problems. I'm certainly not the perfect husband, and Jackie has had to put up with all my weaknesses. But through it all, we've never forgotten the commitment that we made to each other in the presence of God and witnesses. Both of us vowed to love and respect each other. And when we turn to Scripture, love and respect are the key to happiness in Scripture. If you want to study more about love and respect that takes place in marriage and having a loving home, we offer a printed copy of our study free. If you live in the United States, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call our toll-free telephone number. That number is 1-800-321-8633. Now, if you live outside the United States, we have materials free online, and you can stream this program on our website at searchtv.org. Now, the Edmond Church will now worship in song. We'll read from Ephesians 5, 22 to 27, and see the values of love and respect to marriage.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He
Our reading today comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 27. And there God gives His inspired instructions to husbands and wives. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, He Himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself up for her, so that He might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the Word, that He might present to Himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. That's a reading from God's holy Word. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that You have given us the way for homes to be filled with love and respect for each other. And help us, Heavenly Father, to love You and to love those who are in our family from our hearts and to respect them. In Jesus' name, amen. The Scriptures teach that the husband is the head of his wife, and she is to be subject to him. Now, in our day, when equality seems to be so important, some imagine it's unfair that God gave authority to husbands over their wives. Well, this authority, however, never gives men the right to abuse or dominate their wives. Any man who treats the woman he married unkindly is breaking God's laws. He not only is disobeying God, he's also deceiving himself. Only a fool believes abusing his wife will be a benefit to him. Wise husbands know that the better they treat their wives, the more their wives will respond with love and respect. When husbands fail to love their wives react with behavior that shows a lack of respect. When husbands sense a lack of respect from their wives, they often act in ways that are unloving. So these feelings of being disrespected or unloved tear apart the marriage. But when husbands show love and wives show respect and love, the marriage prospers and develops. You can make your marriage brighter and better, husbands, if you can learn to demonstrate Christian love to your wife. If a disrespected husband will love his wife anyway, and if a wife who feels unloved will love and respect her husband anyway, they can restore their damaged marriage. A wise husband pays attention to his wife. He's able to see what she needs to be happy. Every woman needs to feel that her husband is close to her and cares about her. Many husbands keep their distance from their wives, and then their wives feel unloved. Wives need husbands who will open up enough to share their thoughts and feelings. She feels unwanted or unneeded when he closes up and shuts her out of his life. When he keeps his life secret from her, she feels that he doesn't love her enough to trust her. Wives need to know their husbands are loyal to the marriage, that he's not looking elsewhere. She also needs to know that he sees her as the most important person in his life, except for God. She needs to know that he cherishes and honors her. The most important thing a husband can do is to love his wife. 1 Corinthians 13:4-8 says that love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Love may start with a warm feeling, but we have to learn how to love our wives, and wives have to learn how to love their husbands. Some folks are harder to love than others, and love will require lots of patience and kindness. Love demands that we set ourselves aside. I can't love someone else if selfishness and self-centeredness is the way that I live. Love rules out envy, arrogance, and rudeness. It learns to let small things slide and not be irritated all the time. Love puts up with many demands, believes and hopes the best for others, and endures. Love is the determination to put the best interests of another before our own, regardless of the cost. Jesus loved the church like that, and he asks husbands to love their wives that same way. Now, loving your wife involves taking the time to be close to her and to listen. The happiest couples spend time with each other, talking and listening to each other. Husbands and wives should spend a good while each day in meaningful conversation. Turn the TV off, get away from the computer, and talk face to face. A wise husband will take the time to share his life with the woman that he loves. He wants to know about her and is willing to invest his life in her by listening. To fail to pay attention to your wife is to say to her that you don't care what she has to say. Such behavior is abusive, not loving. James said in James 1:19-20, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires." Much of the anger in our homes would go away if people would take the time to listen and to understand the people they love. Listen to your spouse. Let her finish her sentences. Don't act rashly or hastily. Try to understand her point of view. It's easy to make assumptions about what some matter and whenever the reality is really very different from what you think it is. That's why you need to ask and listen. Treat her with kindness. 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." Some men have the awful attitude, thinking because they are the head of the wife, that this position of authority gives them the right to dominate or abuse their wives. Now, any man who treats his wife like a doormat is violating the will of God. Abusive power is a marriage killer. Husbands, treat your wife kindly. Tell your wife how important and valuable she is to you. Watch for the loving smile on her face when you do. King Lemuel in Proverbs 31:10-11 said, "An excellent wife who can find, for her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain." Notice how the wise husband trusts his wife's judgments and realizes how fortunate he is to have her. It's foolishness for a man to expect his wife to love him and meet all his needs while he treats her unkindly. Husbands, love your wives. Jesus taught, "In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. for this is the law and the prophets. Matthew 7 and verse 12. I'm amazed how good and kind people can be to those outside the family, but treat their own families with disrespect. If we could see how we treat our families, we might be shocked. If we had a recording of our words or a video of our actions, we might see ourselves the way our families see us. Some folks never consider how difficult they make their families' lives. That's why every now and then, it's good for all of us to take a long look at how we have treated our families. Empathy is the ability to see things through the eyes of another and to feel what he or she is feeling. Sometimes we look at ourselves through others' eyes. And when we do that, what will we see? Will we like what we see? A wise husband will also be the spiritual leader in his home. It's spiritually important for couples to spend time together singing and praying and reading the Bible. There's great value in a husband and wife privately praying together every day. Prayer allows husbands and wives to take their burdens together to God the Father. It allows them to express in each other's presence and in the presence of God their concerns and their needs. When two people pray with each other, they develop a spiritual intimacy and unity that builds their relationship. Christian marriages where God is the center of the home, where love and where patience and forgiveness are present, and where God's laws are obeyed, almost never end in divorce. God's ways are not only right ways, they are the best ways. When people truly live out their faith the way God intended, they find their marriages to be the happiest and most loving. Husbands, do your best to make your home what God would have it to be. Be the spiritual leader in your home. God's way is truly, truly a way of blessing. Peter said in 1 Peter 3, 1 to 6, "Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives, when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair, the wearing of gold, or the putting on of clothing, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is God's sight, and it's in His sight very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you are her children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening." Sarah is an ideal for Christian wives to follow. As an apostle, Peter was inspired of God, and as an elder, Peter himself was married. He knew the great blessing of having a good wife. Solomon said much about wives in the book of Proverbs. Solomon, of course, had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And while I don't recommend that, I know Solomon had been given the wisdom of God, and we can learn from God through him. Solomon said in Proverbs 12, verse 4, "An excellent wife is the crown of her husband, but she who shames him is as rottenness in his bones." In Proverbs 18, 22, Solomon said that he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. But in 19:13, he said, "A quarrelsome wife is like a constant dripping." And just like a dripping faucet, a quarrelsome wife is a constant irritation. Proverbs 19:14 says that houses and wealth are inherited from parents, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. A man who has a godly and wise wife is doubly blessed. King Lemuel, not Solomon, in Proverbs 31, gave a marvelous insight into a virtuous woman. He said in Proverbs 31:30, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." That's Proverbs 31, verse 30. What kind of wife does God wish women to be? Paul says wives should show respect for their husbands. Many women find it hard to respect men. Some have stereotyped men as crude or juvenile or unworthy of respect. Masculinity as a whole has been under attack in our culture. And some actually think we don't need men at all. But humanity couldn't function or reproduce itself without men. Many men work very hard and sacrifice a great deal to provide for their wives and families. Many men spend hours caring for their wives and children every day. Many men are sensitive and understanding when they need to be, and firm when they need to be. Men who love their wives and live the Christian life of honesty, integrity, and purity will be men worthy of respect. Some men, sadly, live without integrity or purity. They treat their wives harshly, and I think how tragic. Wives, however, should still respect their husbands. Why do we say that? How can a wife respect her husband when he doesn't deserve it? Well, she gives him respect both because of who he is and because of who she is. She gives her husband respect because she belongs to God and it's God's will. We must do what is right regardless of what others do. And just as I'd tell a husband to love a wife that is hard to love, I'd tell a wife to respect her husband even when he's hard to respect. Paul said in Ephesians 5:33, "Nevertheless, let each individual among you also love his own wife, even as himself, and let the wife see to it that she respects her husband." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray that we can be good husbands and wives, that we can love each other, that we can respect each other, that we can grow in love with each other. And Father, help us to keep our homes together in your sight because we love you and we want your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. If you want a better marriage, start looking at yourself. How are you treating your spouse? Why not analyze and evaluate yourself? You can improve your marriage best by starting with yourself rather than pointing the finger at your mate. Let's clean up our own lives before we focus on the faults of our spouses. Women, do you show respect to your husband? Men, do you show love to your wife? Men, are you meeting your wife's needs for love and attention? And women, are you honoring your husband by meeting his needs? We can't change our spouses by making unreasonable demands, but we can change ourselves. And when we make changes for the better in ourselves, our spouses will appreciate those changes and will want to change for the better as well. Improving our marriages begins with improving our hearts. Nothing makes a better and more giving and more loving heart than entering into a loving relationship with God. When the love of God is in your heart, you'll become a more loving and respectful person to your family. Does the love of God live in you? Are you a committed Christian? To become a Christian, you must love and have faith in the Lord. And it has to be in your heart, and it has to be real. When you love the Lord Jesus Christ and you love God, that means turning away from the sinful and hurtful ways of the world and embracing the loving and righteous ways of Christ. We call that repentance, a change of heart that leads to a change of life. And upon your repentance and a confession of your faith, the Lord asks you to be baptized in His name, immersed in water, for the forgiveness of your sins. Now in baptism, you'll be united with Christ in His death, burial, and resurrection, according to Romans 6, 3-7. The Lord will wash away your sins, and He will add you to His church. You'll be in the family of God. And I hope you'll come to Christ today. We hope today's study about homes filled with love has stirred your heart to make your home better. If you live in the United States and want a free printed copy of this message, mail your request to In Search of the Lord's Way, Post Office Box 371, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083, or send an email to searchtv@searchtv.org, or you can call the Search office. It's toll free at 1-800-321-8633. Now, if you live outside the United States, you can download our material or watch the program on our website, searchtv.org, or you can find us on YouTube. Now, we have our own channel, Search TV Ministry. Like the programs when you watch. We also offer free Bible correspondence courses to anyone who wants them. Now, don't worry if you get a hold of us. We won't ask you for money or put you on a list. Please get involved with the Church of Christ. Oh, the churches are always looking for new people to come and worship with them. They'll love you and they support our ministry, for which we're grateful. Now, if you're looking for a healthy, biblical church home, we'll be happy to help you find one. As always, we say to you that we love you and we want God to bless you and to be with you. Be back with us next week. God bless you. We love you from all of us and In Search of the Lord's Way.